This is great. It's awesome. I mean, my job is easy. Those guys are the one that has to endure and fight through, but my stuff is easy.
Fred, how much thought are you giving to getting into coaching?
Probably a little bit more the more I sit home. You know, I was never completely opposed to it. You know, I looked at how much time I put into playing ball or ball as a player and how time consuming it was and how much time it kept me away from the family. But after talking to the missus and, you know, understanding our situation as far as the kids are in school, this and that, the other, no, it's not bad. It's any profession. You know, in this business, you retire at such an early age. You know, even if you play 13 years like myself, you're still pretty young. So they should change it from retirement if you're a football player. They should name it something else, the career change. Because I can't sit around. But coaching is, I know football. This is what I know. It's been in me, you know, 27 years. So it's easier for me to be able to comprehend. Doesn't mean because of my success in the NFL, I'm automatically good enough material to be a coach. But with my habits and what I've done over the years, knowing and understanding players, having been there myself, learning the system, taking all of those notes, which are extremely valuable, I think I got some goods to offer if I decide to go that route. The reason I'm here this week is just really to shadow the personnel department and just kind of get a glimpse at the other side. You know, I've always been intrigued by what happens behind the scenes. And just being able to, one, gain that experience, you know, as I build my resume going forward, you never know what can come of it. I think I have a knack for talent, you know, being able to identify the good, the bad players, good character guys. So I said, you know what, let's go up there and see exactly what it is, what's on the other side. So I don't know what'll come of it, you know, but I was just a little curious. On the defensive side, I know they believe what they did last year and where they finished wasn't a fluke. So they want to build on that going forward. And the offense has been getting better every day. I like Blaine's progression. You know, are you getting the ball out quick, stepping up in there, making some good reads. He can read the entire field from what I've seen, and not just the 1-2 guy, but he's been patient enough to get through his entire progression. The running back position, they're running hard, running strong. That'll kind of sort itself out. And the line, they've been together, and they're doing pretty good. Some competition up there.